Christ is our cornerstone, on him alone we build, with his true saints alone the courts of heaven are filled. On his great love our hopes we place, of present grace and joys above. Here may we implore, and may that grace once given be with us evermore, until that day when all the blessed to endless rest are called away. Oh, then with hymns of praise these hallowed courts shall ring, our voices we will raise, the three in one to sing, and thus proclaim in joyful song both loud and long that glorious
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven,
whose sin is covered.
Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity,
and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away
through my groaning all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me.
My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found.
Surely in the rush of great waters, they shall not reach him.
You are a hiding place for me.
You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding,
which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you.
Many are the sorrows of the wicked,
but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord.
Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous,
and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May be seated. The Old Testament reading assigned for today, the first Sunday in Lent, is from Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Now the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
New Testament reading 1 from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. "Working together with him, then, we appeal you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you.' Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading too from Hebrews chapter 4. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fourth chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated.
O Christ, you walked the road. Our wandering feet must go. You faced temptations. Fill our hearts.
As you see in the bulletin, I will be referring to a number of passages with the theme, looking at this theme and topic, God does not lie, flee deceit, it is of the devil. And the passage I'll read to start is that passage out of the psalm for today. This is the thing that impressed itself, and I was thinking about the sermon and our text. The thing that impressed me was Psalm 32, verse 2. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Satan lied. He lied to Eve. You will not die. You will become like God. You will know good and evil. Flat out lie. Flat out contradictory to what God had told Adam. And so it began. The rebellion against God, the doubts of God, the dishonor of God, the disobeying of God. In so many ways, this lie from Satan. And Jesus pointed out that Satan is the father of lies. That's what he called him. When Jesus in John 8 was trying to get these Pharisees and Sadducees to think how they were wrong, they were not thinking correctly, they needed to repent and trust in him, Jesus told them about where lies come from. John 8, starting at verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reasons why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." The father of lies. The psalmist says something very powerful that we should think about when he says in Psalm 32:2, "Blessed is the man against whom the Lord holds no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit." No deceit. I've preached on it before, especially when they had the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5, the blessed, blessed is, blessed is, blessed is. That phrase, blessed is, means that it's being in a state of being blessings from God, that one is forgiven, that one is in a relationship with God. That is a blessed state. No matter what your circumstances, blessed are the poor. For instance, Jesus said, whatever your circumstances are, if you're blessed by God, that is a good state. That is the situation we want to be in. In this Psalm 32, verse 2, blessed, so the man is in this wonderful state with God. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. If there is deceit in a person's life, an intentional deceit, a deceit, lies, that is not being in the state of blessedness. We as a people of God cannot continue in lies, in unrepentant way, and think that that's okay, and still be the people of God. We cannot. Lies are from the devil, the father of lies. And Jesus was trying to get those Pharisees and Sadducees, the teachers of the law, to see it. Don't believe lies. Rather, believe the word of God and believe that he is the Son. Jesus is the Son of God sent from the Father. This teaching that in God there is no lies occurs over and over again in Scripture. There is this very, very interesting Bible narrative from Numbers chapter 23. The people of Israel, God's chosen people, were starting to move as he directed them, and they were being victorious. And there was a king called Balak, and he wanted a prophet of God, somebody who actually knew Yahweh, the true God, to not bless the people of Israel, but to curse them, to curse them. And so Balak, he contracted or somehow was saying, Balaam, I want you to curse these. See these people coming up? I want you to curse them by the name of the Lord. By this God that you believe, please curse them for me. And Balaam, he could not curse the people because they were blessed. But in part of what he said to the people from Numbers 23, verses starting at verse 18, Balaam took up his discourse and said, Rise, Balak, and hear. Give ear to me, O son of Zippor. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Behold, I received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. If God blesses, he blesses. If God punishes or judges, he punishes and judges. God does not lie. And you cannot change what God's decision is. If he wants to bless, he blesses. If he wants to judge, he judges. Balak was trying to get Balaam to say the opposite of what God wanted, to curse the people instead of bless them. But Balaam said, God cannot lie. He has decided to bless, and he will bless. Another place in Titus, in the New Testament, in Titus chapter 1, very interesting about talking about God will not lie. Paul starts out, it's at the very first three verses of Titus 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and for their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested in his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. Paul is saying, a long time ago, God promised to send a Savior to give eternal life. And God does not lie. That is an eternal hope. God does not lie about the consequences of his promises. His promises, what they do, and he does not lie about sin. He promises in Jesus Christ, and he planned, Paul says, from the foundations of the world, from Ephesians 2, from the foundations of the world, God has ordained who he will save and give eternal life. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Old Testament passage, there would be one born of Eve who would step on the snake's head. That's Jesus. God does not lie. He sent Jesus. So God does not lie about salvation, and he does not lie about sin. Sin is punished. Sin is wrong. But Satan,
He wants to twist that around. Oh, don't worry about that. That's not really a sin. Or Satan will say, oh, you should worry about that. You're not really forgiven. Jesus doesn't really forgive you. You're not saved. That's a lie too. And so one way or another, Satan is trying to draw us away from God's word, trying to draw us away from the truth of his law and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, trying to lie. But it is blessed not to live in deceit. We come across deceit and lies different times in our life. Maybe we have done it, or maybe we see it happening or hear of it happening. And we should not take these things lightly. Whether it is in our own life, lies in our own life, or whether it is lies that we see going on in the community or maybe far away, these should not be taken lightly. God does not lie. He does not deal with deceit. Sometimes we can fess up. We can own up. We have the opportunity to confess our sins and say, I'm lying. This isn't truthful. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And we can deal with it. God deals with it through the faith in Christ and forgives us. Sometimes it's a situation out of our control. Sometimes it's a situation far away, but we understand that there is deceit and lying going on. And we have no way to interact closely in that. But that does not mean we should not fear that or notice it or pray to God about it. That is wrong. What's going on over there, I don't see anything I can do about it, but it is wrong. It is not right. It is not a blessed state. And we recognize that. And we can bring those things to God in prayer. God, you know about that situation. You know about my friend. And what's going on is deceitful and wrong and is of the devil. Please help them. Please change that. Deceit and lies, Christians cannot take it. Not in our own lives and not in the lives of those around us. We need to run away from those. Run away from those. I've seen some deceit and lies, not here among our community, not in our congregation, but places far away. And it hurts because people are wronged, and you know this is not of God. But I can pray about those things, but I can't change them directly. God hasn't given me to change that, to do that. I'm not responsible in that faraway place. But among us, deceit and lies have no place. It is not of God. Sometimes we don't say things because of pain or you need to leave something behind and we don't talk about something. That's really not what I'm talking about. Those are other issues that need to be dealt with in other ways. But what we're talking about here is flat-out lying and deceit. Somebody asks you something, and you just say the opposite. Like Satan did to Eve. No. That was just not right. So we are warned. That is not us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, bring it strongly into our lives, your purity and your truth, your word. Show us when we sin like this with lies and deceit or recognize it in other places. Make it very clear to us. No excuses, just clear. If we are responsible, we ask you to help us to confess our sins, set things right. And if it's going on far away, help us to pray about it. But give us your truth. You are our Father, and you are holy and pure, and your word is truth. And you give us your Son's teaching to listen to him, Jesus who died and rose for us. Make all these things clear in our lives. Purify our consciences. Help our family relationships. Wherever these things are going on, take them away, Lord. Help us to be your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and confess the faith in the triune God using the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Lord's guidance, that as God led his ancient people through the desert and brought them to the promised land, we may follow our Savior through the wilderness of this world and toward the glory of the world to come, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For new and contrite hearts, that we may receive God's absolution, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, yet in the confidence that he disdains nothing he has made and forgives the sins of those who are penitent, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, her ministers, and her people, that God would stretch forth the right hand of his majesty to defend us from those who rise up against her, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all catechumens and their teachers, all children and their parents, and every Christian home, that God would preserve them from the assaults of the evil one. And as Christ overcame Satan in the desert by the word of God, also gives us the victory through him and his word. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For divine wisdom and protection for all leaders in government and civil service, for law enforcement, firefighters, emergency crews, medical workers, educators, counselors, military personnel, chaplains, nursing caretakers, retail and transportation workers, and all food producers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace, that as we sojourn in the wilderness of this earth, God would by his might defend us and our nation against all enemies, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the needy, the sick, and the troubled, we remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Sue, David, Brian, Gary, Keith, Dave, Brad, Pastor Shirey, and Pastor Berlin,
and for the family of Helen Otte. That God would send his holy angels to protect and keep us in his ways, that no evil may befall us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, inasmuch as the adversary continually afflicts us, and as a roaring lion walks about seeking to devour us,
we implore you for the sake of the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ,
to help us by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and to strengthen our hearts by your word, that our enemy may not prevail over us, but that we may evermore abide in your grace, and be preserved unto everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
We continue with singing the first three hymns, first three verses of Your Table I Approach.
Your table I approach, dear Savior, hear my prayer. Let not an unrepentant heart prove hurtful to me there. Lord, I confess my sins and mourn their wretched bands. A contrite heart is sure to find forgiveness at your hands. Your body and your blood, once slain and shed for me, are taken at your table, Lord, in blessed reality.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Almighty God, at your command, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain. Yet in mercy, you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary, you did not spare your only son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us, like Abraham our father, to trust in your promise now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the
welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith. One true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
God can accomplish vastly more than what we think it could be. Oh, grant, most blessed Lord, that earth and hell combined may not about this sacrifice
to the table of the Lord. Take, eat the true body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the very blood of Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people.
God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
We're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Lord, dismiss us with your blessing, fill our hearts with joy and peace. Let us each your love possessing, triumph in redeeming grace. Oh, refresh us, travel in